Captain Johnny 2 with some comments on Kimia's crew arrival prep activity at 1435.
We're with you on 2.
Andy, I put some comments into Kimia's stone note, I'm sorry, stone track, but I thought it'd be easier to explain over the piece of ground. So I didn't realize that Kimia would have dedicated time, or there would be any dedicated time for Chris's arrival. So we, over the weekend, went through his stuff, grabbed his crew preferences, his hygiene, day one stuff, you know, underwear, socks, pants, shirts, belts, Steve shoes, Glenn harness, you name it, all sorts of things, just because we have experience on what you know, Chris will likely need for the first few days. So we went ahead and grabbed that, deployed his food bombs and stuff. So I did my best in the crew notes to describe what we did, but it doesn't match what ISO wanted us to do just because we didn't realize ISO was going to have very specific steps for us to do, if that makes sense. So if there's any questions, just let us know. But we should be in a good spot. And when I did relocate CTBs over the weekend, I had already changed it in IMS and wrote a sentence in the notes section. So everything should be logged. Over.
And Johnny, we copy all. Thank you so much for the call. We'll take a look and let you know if we have any questions. Excited for Chris's arrival, and thank you for helping him prep.
Welcome, and thanks for the support. I think one other delta that would be helpful to Malise comment on is in StowTrack, step 4 is related to Chris's sleeping bag. I guess I'm a little confused here because these steps tell Kimia to grab a sleeping bag from PMA 2, but during our cargo ops, Mike remembered that Chris Williams had a sleeping bag in 8.0 CTP that was in the airlock. That CTP number was 85014, and so using that memory, that's the sleeping bag we had grabbed over the weekend. But apparently he has another one in PMA 2, so maybe because of the length of his expedition, he has two, but the one we grabbed was from the 8.0 CTP 5014, and it had his name on it.
We copy all, Johnny. Thank you. And we'll follow up if we have any questions.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks. So, Johnny 2, is today's IMP ops going to be guided or self-guided?
Self-guided today.
Okay, copy. And Houston, Johnny on 2, with a question regarding IMS.
With you on 2, Johnny.
Hey, Sandy. I don't think Pluto's on console. This is not an urgent response required. But was wondering, can we get access or find out which iPads are going to be Chris Williams? And the reason behind the request is just his launch day is approaching, and we'd love to help him out and get into all of his two-factor authentication websites and accounts that he probably won't be able to get into for about a week after launch day just because of the hard logistics of coordinating at home. So I was wondering if we can maybe preload that. And so if we can find out which iPads he'll be using, we can take care of that.
Happy, and we'll pass on the question.
Thank you.
Houston Station 2 with a center disk cover question.
Good morning, Zena. We're with you on 2.
Hey, great to talk to you this morning. I am working through the Node 1 Nader VOK gather activity, and I've got the center disk cover, or a center disk cover. The serial number on this one is 1001. The part number matches, but serial number does not match the stone out. I do recognize this one as the one that we had removed from Node 1 Nader not too long ago. Just wondering if this one is okay to use or if I need to definitely look for serial number 1002, in which case I will do my very best to find that in time.
Checking.
Houston Station 2 with one follow-up. I did not see serial number 1002 in IMS when I look up that part number.
And Zena, back with you with Big Picture. understand your question. We were desiring serial number 1002. It was previously lost and then found. It has less damage than serial number 1001. The turnbuckle, one of the turnbuckles is damaged on 1001. So the desire, if we can find it, is to use serial number 1002. We believe this may be the NA called out in IMS. Is that PMM 1 Starboard 3 rack front? So that's where we believe 1002 may be.
Okay, I see that serial number NA flight 20 alpha underscore 000001 may be serial number 1002. I will check. I'll let you know what I find, and we might need to downmode to 1001 just given the way that PMM is, but I will do my best. Thank you so much.
We copy all, Zena. Thank you.
This is station 2 for Center Discover.
With you on 2, Zena.
Hey, I was able to find serial number 1006 in the Starboard 3 Rack Bay. This has the same part number as 1001 and the 1002 that we are looking for. Not been able to find any other center disc covers in PMM Starboard 3. There's the Deck 2 center disc cover that I think is the one we removed from HTVX. Do you have any more context or history of when 1002 was lost and where we think it was found?
Checking. Station Houston on 2, Rosina and Center Discover.
Video on 2.
Hey, Zena, we took a look. We did find this back on, or serial number 1002, back on GMT 174. During a PMM cleanup activity, and where you were looking is where we had thought we'd put it. For 1006, that set of discovery is more broken than the others, so we don't want that. So please put that one back where you found it. And we are go for your plan to install serial number 1001. How copy?
Okay, copy. I have not removed 1006, but I just got eyes on it. So that one will stay in its little hiding hole. And copy, thank you so much for the flexibility on 1001. I'm happy to keep looking, but I'm glad we have a backup plan. Thank you.
Station on 2 for cargo closeout.
We're with you on 2. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. Really great to hear your voice, and thanks to, and big hello and thanks to everyone on Orbit 1 for coming in this bright and early Monday morning. The SS Willie McCool, cargo inside is all down, and we're ready for the next steps. Photos are taken and available on SSC9. It looks good.
We copy all, SSC9. Thanks, Mike.
Houston Station 2 for Cygnus IMV.
With you on 2, Zena.
Hey, hoping to get a few extra words on the intent for the IMV duct routing. I'm looking at figure 2, and we don't have locker doors, and we don't have CTBs anywhere in this area. So I'm having a little trouble translating this image into big picture what we're trying to do with the IMV duct. Can you tell me more about what we mean about above the plane of the locker door and where I should be routing the IMV duct?
Checking. Station Houston on 2 for Zena and answer for IMV.
With you on 2.
I don't know if you have the procedure pulled up in front of you, but I'm going to reference a few figures. What we're looking for is the IMV toward the forward side and inside Cygnus. So if you look at figure 4, you'll see the elephant trunk in the launch configuration kind of behind the cyan drawn label there. You can make it match that as best as possible. There should be some Velcro straps you might find, and so you can restrain it how you see fit, but that's a recommendation from the ground.
Hey, copy. So make it look like the cyan line rather than the image behind it, and I do have those Velcro straps.
And go back. We want it looking like the image, the orange trunk that you see in the image behind the cyan line.
Okay, copy. I will put that in work. Thank you. Houston Station 2-4 Cygnus.
With you on 2.
Hey, I am so sorry. If you look in figure 4, towards Cygnus aft, station forward, there's a net of webbing, and you can see the Velcro straps of the IMV duct in its launch configuration all along there. Right now, Cygnus in its current configuration, there is nothing to which I could Velcro the IMV duct. All of the hardware has been removed from all along that wall. Any recommendations, or if you just give me all of the constraints that I need to satisfy, I can make some recommendations based on what I see.
Checking.
Yes, I'm happy to do a Teams call or a video if that would be helpful. That might be easier than going back and forth with words.
All right, Zena, back with you for constraints. What we're looking for is we need the IMV routed such that it's in Cygnus and you can have IMV flow, and we just need the end possibly secured to the deck locker plenum just to kind of keep it secured and allow for IMV flow.
Okay, copy. Can you tell me what you mean by the deck locker plenum?
So what we mean by deck locker plenum is there's some hardware in the area where they attach the lockers to, if you could use some of that as a base to tie the end down to using the Velcro straps.
Okay, copy. I'll see what I can find, but I think that location is pretty void of stuff, but I'll come up with something, I'll send you pictures, and we'll make sure we're in a good config.
Thanks, Dina.
So, station on station 2 for EDB inspection.
With you on 2, Kimia, good morning.
Morning, happy to working with you. Now I'm inspecting the one of the EDB, which is 1478. And I see some like a residue, green residue inside the surface of the liner. So if you can come on board by using Node 3 camera, I can show you this.
And we'll put that route in work, Kimia.
Thank you very much. And this is my first to see this kind of like indication, so that might be some like indication of malfunction or something like that.
Station 2 for Cygnus.
With you on 2, Zena.
Hey, I've got photos for you on SSC 7, and when you all are happy with the photos, I'll be ready on your go in 7.2.
Copy. We'll work to download those and take a look, and we'll let you know. Thank you.
Right on. Thanks so much.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia. For your awareness, we have the camera routed and ready when you're ready to show us.
I'm put this EDB in front of the camera, and especially upper side of the inside the liner, there are a lot of like residue. Some, most of them are very green, and some of part are white. So and there are a lot of them. So the liquid inside itself is dark brown, so it seems nominal, but because of these residues, sometimes it seems like greenish, this like a liquid.
And we're taking a look.
Yep. I'll adjust dark light for in order to see maybe this residue a little bit better, so please stand by. And Houston Station Spaceland 2, and these like green stuff only exist on the surface, inside the surface of the liners, not inside the liquid.
All right, we copy green particulate on the surface of the liner, not necessarily in the liquid. Is that correct?
It's correct. That's my observation.
All right, Kimmy, a follow-up question. Can you let us know if there's bubbles or particulate throughout the liquid portion of the EDV?
So bubbles are very tiny, and it's actually equally, spread it out. A total amount of bubble is less than maybe golf ball size if it's like a piles up. So bubble is not so much. Only difference is just surface, inside the surface of the liner. Liquid bubble looks nominal.
All right, Kimia, thank you so much for that. We did want to make sure you're recording video on board, and if you can confirm that, you're go to step through the remainder of the procedure as written.
Okay, so I'm going to just continue our recording. It's, yeah, now we are recording, so I'll take pictures and also downlink this record and just follow the procedures. Thank you.
Thank you, Kimia. Station Houston on 2 for Xena and Cygnus.
With you on 2.
Hey, Xena, thanks so much for those pictures. That really helped out. We are, it looks good to us. We did see one small piece of green FOD on the end of the rock catcher screen of the IMV duct. So if you could grab that if you see it. And after that, you will be go in step 7.2 of the egress procedure.
Okay, copy. I'll check for the green FOD, and then I'm go in 7.2 for egress. Thank you so much. Houston Station 2, Cygnus hatch is closed.
Great copy, Xena. Thanks so much for your work.
Houston Station 2, step 1.1, checking the embedded RFID reader radios are off in the first vestibule procedure.
Hey, Johnny, in your first procedures, step 1.1, the readers are off, so you are go to start your activity. And also for your awareness, the following procedure in step 1.1, the safing for the CBM controllers are in place, so you'd be go to start that procedure as well. We would like the Node 1 camera at your convenience.
Copy all, and I will give you the scope meter pressure probe serial number via CRUNA.
Copy, thanks.
Houston, Johnny 2, step 3.2, the scope meter pressure probe is 756 millimeters of mercury, and could you check 3.3?
And Johnny, for 3.3, it's 757.5 millimeters of mercury, and you're go to continue.
Okay, copy, 757.5, that's less than absolute difference of 2, and I'm going to continue, thanks.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena, and Johnny for Node 1 at camera angle. No, that looks good. We just wanted to let you know, just watch angle so we don't shoot it up any crew members' clothing or anything, so I think we're in much better shape now. Happy thumbs up. It's pretty.
So station on Space Ground 2 for T3 exercise.
Happy on 2, Kimia.
I'm going to start T3 exercise from now, so please inhibit smoke detector.
Kimia, our flight director's out of the room. As soon as we get his go for that commanding, we'll give you a call and let you know.
Okay, understand. Thank you for your support.
Houston Station 2 for Cygnus Vestibule.
With you on 2, Xena.
Sandy, we've got photos for you on SSC 6, and whenever you all are ready, I'm guessing you need some time to take a look at the photos, but we'll be ready on your go in the next procedure, step 4.2.
All right, we copy, and we'll let you know.
Thank you so much.
Station Houston on 2 for Kimia. Smoke detector is inhibited, and you're go for your run.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena or Johnny.
With you on 2.
Hey, Xena, we have quite a bit of ground config to complete prior to your next activity, so our recommendation would be to have your midday meal, and we'll call you when we have everything ready.
Okay, copy. That makes a lot of sense. Sounds great, and we'll talk to you later.
Station on Space Round 2 for T3 exercise.
With you on 2, Kimia.
I just have completed this exercise, so please enable smoke detector.
Thanks, Kimia. We'll put that in work.
Thank you very much.
Station Houston on 2 for Xena and vestibule configuration.
With you on 2.
Hey, Xena. When you are ready, we have configured the aft IMV safing. It's complete, so you'll be go in step 4.2. And when you get there, we also have the safing 1553 configuration complete. So you'll be go in step 5.3 for 5.4.
Okay, copy. Great. Thank you so much. We are go in 4.2, and then also we'll be go in 5.3, 5.4 when we get there. Thank you so much.
Good copy.
You can start Vision Space Ground 2 for task list, Columbus item trash gather. Munich Station on Space Ground 2, come check.
And Station, this is Munich on Space Ground 2. Go ahead.
Yes, I have one quick question. I mean, clarification for the Columbus item transmitter, item number 9, ready to copy.
Okay, copy, we're ready to copy.
Yes, in this phone box, I only see this Canon XHD Gold 1 camera. And I understand that I'm going to discuss this one with GSD, but the phone itself is empty. Should we just keep this one, or are we going to just trash this phone as well?
And Kimia, sorry, can you repeat? We didn't copy entirely what you didn't find in the phone box.
Yes, item number 9, this camera is in the phone box. If I trash this camera, this phone box will be empty. So should we keep this phone box, or we will discard this phone box as well?
Okay.
By the way, this phone box is written like keep.
Copy, Kimia. We'll have a look and we'll get back to you shortly.
Okay, understand. So at this point, I'm going to just discard this camera and keep phone. But if you find out the answer, please let me know. I will follow your guidance.
Okay, copy. Sounds like a good plan. Thank you, Kimia.
Thank you for your support.
Send station 2, Cygnus vestibule loss.
With you on 2, Johnny.
Katie, step 4. IMV flange and saver are activities, or step is complete, and then step 5.7, the 1553 channel Bravo jumper is removed. Houston is go for channel A saving.
That didn't work.
Copy. Just give it a go anytime. We'll give you a thumbs up in the camera.
Copy. Hi, Al. I'll let you know. Station Houston, 1553 saving. Configuration is complete. You are go in step 6.3. Copy, thumbs up.
Houston Station 2, step 6.6, 1553 channel off the jumper removed. Go for channel reconfig.
We'll put that in work.
Houston Station, checking to see if saving is in place for node 1 nadir in 7.1.
It's not in place just yet. Please stand by.
Be standing by.
Station Houston on 2, saving is in place for node 1 nadir visiting vehicle, channel 2.3 power cable, whiskey 8.600. Friendly reminder, do not disconnect from the node 1 nadir bulkhead. Disconnect the jumper from the Cygnus bulkhead.
Okay, we copy all savings in place in step 7.1, and we will disconnect from the Cygnus bulkhead, not from the node 1 nadir bulkhead.
Station 2, step 7.5, power cable whiskey 8600 is disconnected from the Cygnus. We'll get those photos down to you.
Donnie, we copy all. Saving is in place for Whiskey 8601. Reminder, do not disconnect from the Node 1 Nadir bulkhead. Disconnect 8601 from the Cygnus bulkhead. Copy, thumbs up.
In Station 2, power cable Whiskey 8601 is disconnected from the Cygnus. Houston, your go for powering Cygnus via the SSRMS.
Station Houston on 2. Thank you, Johnny. We copied your call, and you're good to continue in the procedure.
Station, this is Munich on Space to Ground 2 for Kimia with an answer to your question regarding the ESA task list Columbus item trash gather.
I don't do.
Kimia, thanks for checking with us. We would actually like to keep that foam, which is the casing for the camera. So if that foam could stay where it is per stone note that you found it in call one, deck one, we're not sure, we're guessing the crew note you left for us, it was not regarding this foam, but all the other ones that were called out in the activity.
That's correct. All other foams went to GSB, and also the foam which you would like to keep still is in deck one, so don't worry. So I just make it this one, this task complete, and thank you very much for your support.
Perfect. That's exactly the setup we would like to have. Thank you very much, and thanks again for checking.
Thank you.
Sensation 2 for the Cygnus vestibule procedure, step 12.2 question.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I direct your attention to table 7, and there may be a third down on that table. There's a row called 12 by 12 inch ziplock bag labeled the BB to node 1 protective caps empty. I have that bag in my hand, but it's not empty. It has a cap for J6, Juliet 6, and then it's paired NAPC-PPC-N-25L-0 cap. Just want to know, make sure we didn't miss anything, and if we didn't, what you want us to do with this cap.
We are taking a look. Station Houston on 2 for the extra cap.
Okay.
Johnny, it's possible that we have an extra cap, but in order to make sure, we'd like to verify that J6 was capped on the Cygnus vestibule side. You can reference figure 1, but it would have been step 5, decimal 5. We see that, Johnny.
Yeah, as long as there's not multiple J6s, we reviewed our photography and found a J6 cap on a J6 plug on the Cygnus side. Also, we were pretty slow with each step and double-checked each other, so I would be really surprised if we missed that step. So I'm wondering why we have an extra cap.
And Johnny, photos for the win, we like that, and it's probably left over from a previous flight where we used Slingshot.
Okie doke. All right, I think we have our warm and fuzzy, so we will proceed.
We like the plan. We'll just stick that cap back in the bag, and we'll update our notes to reflect its existence there. Happy thumbs up.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for Mike and Droplet.
With you on 2. Go ahead, please.
Sorry about that. I walked right into a handover. We need that fixture D to go to JLP aft 2 alpha 1 and a 1.0CTB 5578.
Okay, for a slightly longer storage, copy. Could you repeat that again so I can write it down carefully? I think I know where it's going, but I want to make sure.
Absolutely. JLP, aft 2, alpha 1, CTB 5578.
Copy. CTB 5578, we'll find that in the GEM form, aft 2 underscore alpha 1. Thanks.
You're welcome, and good readback.
Sensation 2, the closeout photos will be ready here in about 1 to 2 minutes for downlink on SNC 6.
Copy 6.
Station Hall, Syscon 2, Fotoka.
Good afternoon, Kimia. We are ready for you to pick up in step 3.
Okay, thank you very much for your support. I'm going to pick up from step 3.
So station, going to 3.
Station 2, the Node 1 Nader hatch is closed. That completes this part of the procedures. Thanks for all the support.
Copy. Great work.
Station 2, look for a go in step 4.7 for the vestibule procedure.
Johnny, you are go in 4.7.
So Station 2, docking station is powered on for Astrobeat.
We copy, Zena.
Station 2, step 5.7, ready for PCA commanding.
Copy, Johnny. Stand by while we put that in work.
This is Station 2. It looks like it's commanding work. I saw the IC scope mid pressure probe pressure decrease. I will set a 13-minute timer and check in with you before proceeding.
Concur with the plan, Johnny. Thanks.
So Station 2 for GEM cam reviews.
We're with you on 2, Sina.
Hey, I've got GEM camera 2 up, and let me know if you need a different view or any adjustments.
And Zena, if you don't mind, we'd like it a little bit closer to the dock. Can you mount it at base 6?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it. And Zena, no response required as you're moving this camera. To give you some context, we're only going to be flying in base 7. I know our daily summary entry and our product mentioned the lab and an overall view of the gym. Since we're going to stay at this end, that's why we asked you to move the camera, and we appreciate your flexibility. Station Huntsville on 2 for Zena and Astrobe. That's a good mounting point. If you don't mind to pan the camera down toward the deck just a little bit, happy thumbs up. And that's great. Thanks, Zena. We're waving at you from Huntsville. Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Mike and Droplet.
And we're with you on 2. How can we help?
If you take a look at the droplet screen, we need you to push the button to stop the pump.
Okay, that's the red button? The red square?
Affirm. Yes, it's a red square.
That is complete.
Copy. Thank you.
I know you guys are troubleshooting something, but in the meantime, photos from Payload 3 from earlier are available on SSC-9.
Copy SSC-9. And Mike, for context, we had you stop that pump to try to form a new droplet, and we will have a better view once we get KU back, and hopefully we will have good news.
I do like good news, and yeah, thank you. The updates and the situational awareness helps, so really appreciate it. Thank you.
Station 2, step 5.13, looking for a go, and vestibule ops.
Johnny, you are go in 5.13.
Thank you, Station 2. Step 5.14, pressure 0.6.
Copy. Station Houston on 2. For any available crew member in Node 1, we saw a rogue food can drifting downward in our camera view out of view. Copy, thumbs up.
And Houston on 2, Johnny's on it, and he has it. So thank you very much for the assist.
We are happy to help.
Station 2, after 5 minutes for vestibule, pressure is reading 2.5.
Donnie, we copy. That's a good pressure. We need about 20 more minutes for CBM commanding before we're ready for you to continue. Copy, thumbs up. Station Houston, on 2. For Johnny, we are ready to start step 6 in 2.831. We are putting that in work, and we'll let you know when we're ready for 6.3. Copy, thumbs up. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. We are ready for 6.3 when you are.
Houston Station 2, vestibule ops. The Node 1 Nader, our deck empath, is open, so I've set my 45-minute timer. But feel free to call me in earlier if you guys are ready before the timer.
Copy, Johnny, and thanks for the offer. For your awareness, we do expect it will take the full 45 minutes.
Houston Station on 2 for... stowage and HTV stowage, stow track, I'm sorry. Item number 72.
With you on item 72. Mike, go ahead.
Yeah, the stow note, the note in the stow track is pretty clear, but when I went to actually execute it, I have a few questions, and I know you can help me. So I got the 2.0 CTV number 4100. It has two boxes in it, a MISI power and data box and a MISI switch box. And if I tried to take the 2.0 CTV without any foam and just the power, just the two boxes, it will not fit into an A2 slot. A2 slot is much smaller than a 2.0 CTV size. If I were to take the boxes out, they could possibly fit into the TMM1 spot. But stand by, I might have made a mistake along the way. Let me revisit that one, but I do have a quick question for you on other items.
Copy, we're ready.
Items 74, 75, and parts of 76, where we're to go through the lab one overhead tree behind the panel, which is an MSRR open volume. I was just wondering, when Johnny was moving out of his crew quarters and into CASA last week, we put a few CTVs in there, and I was wondering if this stow track accounts for that. And the reason why I'm asking is, not now, but, you know, we do have a payload on that area right now. When we're finished with droplet, we might be able to open it up, but I just didn't want to look in it right now, so I was just wanting to make sure that that was indeed the latest we had, and that we think that those 2.0, 2.0, and maybe another 1.0 can fit into that volume.
Checking.
Okay, no need for a fast answer. I'm going to go back, I think, about my life choices and back in the PMM. Thanks.
We got you, Mike. Life choices, think.
I can see where this is going, but thank you. That made me laugh.
And, Mike, we have one request that will help us consider that, which is if you can give us the serial numbers for the CTVs that were moved from CASA, that will help us estimate the volume.
Okay, same problem. Those serial numbers, I think Johnny and I gave them to you last week. We don't have them now, and in order to find them, I have to open up a rack that has a payload on it right now. So we can solve this easily over time.
Understood. Thanks. No rush on that, and we will do a little digging on our side. And to be clear, we are definitely not asking you to go into the rack at this point. We'll do homework on our side.
Oh, no worries. I couldn't get into that rack even if you asked me. So we're good. And, we'll work this over time. And it is very clear not to go into the MSRR at this time.
Copy. In the meantime, we are also rethinking our life choices.
It seems to be a little bit catchy today. But it is Monday, and great working with you guys. And a big howdy and hello to Orbit 2 today.
Happy to be here with you, Mike. Thank you.
And just for a little bit more information to maybe help the situation or help the question, Johnny mentioned that we believe that there are 3 1.0 CTVs in the MSRR rack. And this is the right-hand side of the rack. The left-hand side, I think, is off-limits. And Johnny is using his X-ray specs that he found floating in the gem. And he can give you the 3 without opening anything. We have some serial numbers for you. 1.0s, 673, 5301, 4097. In any case, we're skeptical that we can fit too much more into there, but ISO has the volume calculator, and I'm sure we'll come up with a good solution. Thanks for the help.
All good data. Thanks. And we'll get back to you.
And just for the record, because I know a lot of people listen to these loops, we do not have extra spectacles on the space station. Johnny was looking through a port on the side of the rack that he could read the serial numbers from.
We love it, and we appreciate the data either way.
Cell station 2 for ZBot, step 1.
Zena, you have a go for step 1, and you can complete step 1, 2, and 3. However, we'd like you to hold off on beginning step 4 until we come back KUAOS.
Okay, copy. I'll do steps 1 through 3, and I'll pause before 4.
We appreciate that, and since we don't have a view right now, just a reminder to set up lab cam 1 for us so we can make sure we have the right camera routed.
We'll get over-the-shoulder view.
So station 4, spacecraft 2 for...
Go ahead, Kimia.
Yes, I'm on 1 decimal, terabit decimal 3, and flat falling and back in on the side, cap side. So it's expected, that's expected configuration.
We copy, Kimia. We are good with that configuration.
Thank you very much for confirmation. I'm going to proceed.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and timeline.
Thank you. Go ahead.
Johnny, we're looking at your plan, and we're seeing our times align for your PMC and the next step in vestibule ops to be simultaneous. So if you would like, Surgeon is standing by, and we can do your PMC a little bit early to deconflict those two things.
Yeah, that sounds good. Looks like we have KU back, so I'll hop on right now. Thanks.
Thanks for the flexibility.
My pleasure.
Station Hunt's on station ground 2 for Mike and Droplets.
Full station on 2 for Droplets. How can we help?
Mike, if you can take that mixing lever back to 9, that's all we need.
Roger that. I'll let you know when we're done.
Thank you.
Full station 2 for ZBot.
And ZBot, we're working on getting that camera routing into place. Let's move to space to ground 3.
I switch into 3.
And Huntsville Station on 2, mixing lever is now at 9 o'clock.
Happy, thanks.
Houston, Johnny 2, ready for me to begin my next vestibule activity?
Affirm, Johnny, we are ready.
Houston, Johnny 2, the Node 1 deck empath is closed. I've set a 10-minute timer. Talk to you soon.
We copy.
Houston, Johnny 2, step 8, ready for PC commanding.
We are putting it in work, Johnny, thanks. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny. Our commanding is complete. You are go to pick up in step 8.1. Copy them.
So station calling space ground 2 for pre-treat.
with you on two, Kimia.
I have completed this task because Mike helped me a lot, handing me tools and also checking the connections. And no abnormal findings, so it looks everything is nominal. So I think our WAT is go for use.
Thank you, Kimia, for all your work, and thanks, Mike, for the assists. And before you close out, we'll take the serial numbers and the flush count from steps 6.8 and 6.9.
I also said the procedure, but install pre-treat tank serial number is 2106019, and removed one 2002214, and flush count is 0915903.
Copy all, Kimia. Thank you.
Thank you very much for your support.
Houston Station 2, vestibule ops, step 8.4 P7, pressure is 7.5.
Happy, Johnny. Thanks.
Welcome. I'll have a 30-minute timer. Talk to you then.
Station Huntsville on Station Ground 2 for Mike and Astroby Rescue.
I'm on Station Ground 2, and I'm right next to Bumblebee, it looks like.
A firm Bumble, and that's the one that we need you to rescue. If you don't mind, to just put him back on the dock for us, we'd appreciate it.
Okay, happy to put Bumble back on the dock. Do I need to terminate or hit any buttons or just gently go to the dock?
Just put him gently on the dock, and that's all we need from you. Thank you.
So station on two, I think your telemetry will confirm that Astro B named Bumble is safely redocked. And it was really cool to see Bumble floating around in the Japanese experimental module. Pretty cool.
We copy, and yes, we are all static on the ground that we have our bees flying again.
Send Johnny 2, vestibule ops, ready for PK commanding step 9.
We are putting that in work, Johnny. Station Houston on 2 for Johnny with a request for a quick bit of help while we are putting that commanding in work.
Houston, all ears.
Johnny, on our side, it's looking like the lab camera cables might be swapped. We're wondering if you could please let us know which lab camera is currently set up for streaming. That'll help us identify the issue here.
You want me to tell you which camcorder is streaming the XA view down the corridor of lab?
A-firm. Copy one. Thanks.
Do you want me to switch any HDSTI cables?
Johnny, right now we'd like to proceed with the vestibule ops, and we're complete on our side, so you are go to pick back up, and we will call back later with steps for cameras. And Station Houston on 2 for Kimia, as you're translating with that bag, we did just see a loose drink bag float to Lab Zenith, and it's on the Zenith port corner. I think it's right above you. From our view, it looked like it was in the vicinity of the RWS, above the RWS. Great work. Thanks, team.
Station 2, vestibule, pressure 9.7.
And Johnny, that came through a little broken. Please say again.
Pressure 8.7.
We see it. Thanks. And we're putting our commanding in place for your next steps. Johnny, we are go for you to pick back up in 10.3.
Copy. Thanks, Houston. I verified it. Pressure was decreasing. I'll talk to you in 1 hour 45 minutes.
Copy, Johnny. I'm looking forward to it. Station Houston on 2 with a follow-up for lab cameras for any available.
Yeah, 2, go ahead.
Johnny, with your report, we see that the cameras are attached to the swapped encoders. What we would like to do is swap which camera is attached to which encoder, if you can help us out with that.
Wait, so if I understand correctly, I'm just going to swatch off encoder 1 with camcorder 2. Since there's only two HD encoders in there, that should achieve your intent.
That's a perfect readback.
Houston Station 2, swap of cameras in lab is complete. Let me know if you need anything else.
Nothing else for now. Thank you for the help, Johnny.
So Station Hall is Space Ground 2 for HDV X1 cog off.
Go ahead, Kimia.
Yes, I'm at step 76.02, and I have actually suggestion for this item. This item is supposed to go to lab 1 overhead 3 behind the panel, but right now
actually we are doing Doppler, so we cannot store there. Recently, we have used up on country, Haijintao country, so I actually moved one of the Haijintao warehouse from the Node 3 overhead 2, so it may be able to like fit in with OCDB over there.
We like that suggestion. We'll take it. Thanks, Kimya.
Okay, so for the reminder, I'm going to just write it on a crew note, and please track that. Thank you.
We copy.
Station Huntsville on Space to Ground 2 for any available crew member and help with a scram power cycle.
So, Station Ground 2, can I help?
Hi, Johnny. We're having trouble connecting to our scram payload. That is the purple box above the aft lab hatch. And we just need you to power it off, and then we'll wait 5 minutes and then power it back on.
Okay, that should work. If I have any questions on operating the menu for shutdown, I'll let you know.
And we'll be here. Thanks.
So, John, like scram is in the on position with the green LED, but the CD itself is off and not responding. I'm not sure if it's touch screen. Do you want me to just flick it, the physical switch to off, and turn it back on after 5 minutes?
Johnny, we're double checking. Affirm, Johnny. Just flip that physical switch, take it to off, OFF.
The way the switch is in off, and I'll set a 5 minute timer.
Copy.
Houston, Johnny 2. Looks like I forgot to hit start on my hour 45-minute timer, so can you just call me down whenever my timer is ready for the next vestibule activity?
No problem, Johnny. We've got a timer running, and we're showing 19 minutes and 22 seconds.
Okay, thanks. Control Station 2, scram is back on. Let me know if you need anything else.
Thanks for your help, Johnny. We appreciate it.
Station Houston on 2 for Johnny and Vestibule Ops. Welcome back. When you are ready, we're ready for that last step 11, but no rush.
Station Huntsville on Space Ground 2 for Mike and Droplet. If you don't mind, when you have that microscope open, hit double check the 4 times and 60 times objectives for us.
Send Johnny 2, Vestibule, step 11.3, pressure is 1.5.
That is a great reading, Johnny. Thanks so much for your help with this whole process today.
You're welcome. Let's see, do I have a step to stow everything?
And Johnny, you do not. We are staying in this config overnight.
Okay, copy. Let me know if you need anything else. Thanks. Do you still want the Node 1 camera on?
Negative, Johnny. We no longer need it.
Okie dokie. Thanks.
Huntsville Station on 2 for Mike and Droplet.
I think you called on 2. Go ahead, please.
I did, Mike. Just letting you know that we did get a good droplet today, and we got good images. Our team's going to take a look at that on the ground, and we have some more work to do to analyze it. So thank you so much for working hard to get that great droplet.
So thank you, and thank you for all the suggestions and help. We do really want to help our PI teams across the world to have some good science, so really appreciate it. Collaboration is definitely the name of the game.
Absolutely.
Send station on 2 for a quick update for ISO.
Ready to receive.
Yeah, so a little while ago we were talking about some things that were supposed to go into the MSRR rack, and it's really we're talking the right-hand side. And we talked that Johnny put in some, with ISO's knowledge, we put in 3 1.0 CTVs. The question was how much room was left. Without disturbing our payload, I looked inside and saw that there was room for, there are actually kind of 2 or 3 sections of the MSRR rack right-hand side. And one of the sections, which has the other 1.0 CTVs, can handle another 1.0 CTV as long as it's not overstuffed. And then there's a top section that could probably handle a non-stuffed, 100% or less, 1.0 CTV. Over.
Copy, Mike. Thanks for the data.